look how big. The Brad and John Show, Classic Rock 92.9 KISM, and long live Eddie Van Halen there. And, of course, we lost him at the age of 65 in October. And the tributes, his birthday would have been, his 66th birthday would have been coming up here on the 26th. And I was seeing a bunch of cool tributes that have kind of resurfaced and things as his birthday approaches. And I saw this really cool tribute. I don't know how it slipped us back in late October and November out in Victoria when this artist painted this mural of Eddie Van Halen. But we have him on the phone now, and Paul Archer from Archer Airbrushing in Victoria has this incredible Eddie Van Halen mural that stands, I don't know, maybe 25 feet tall or something like that on the back of his shop there. And you can see the picture on the Brad and John Facebook page. Paul, that is an incredible tribute.
Hello.
That is an incredible tribute to Eddie Van Halen, and you must be super proud of it.
Aw, thanks a lot. Yeah, it was, I was away, actually, when we lost him. I was on the road working, doing murals up north, and I said, oh, I got to get back to Victoria to be able to get this done, you know, just to make my sort of, you know, like a tribute out, a memorial mural. And I, in fact, asked, like, so many radio stations and music stores and record stores and arenas, and I said, I'm offering this out. I want to do this. Somebody give me a wall. And everybody said, oh, there's going to be too much red tape. Oh, maybe in the springtime. Or, oh, this is a heritage building. We're really concerned about it. And so I said, you know what? This is insane. I would have thought there'd been lineups of people wanting this done, because I was seeing different things going up with on marquees. I saw stuff being, billboards and things like that. But I'd never seen anybody hadn't painted a mural yet. And I'm going, I can't believe this. And so I said, you know what? I'm just going to do it on my own building. And I would have done it three times the size if I could have.
Dude, it's lifelike. It is scary good. What you have, you had interactions with Eddie and also David Lee Roth. Tell us about those.
That's right. And that's actually why I did it as well, too, is because there was a little bit of a friendship thing, because I was like the kid from Almost Famous movie, you know, who used to hang around and wait until, you know, the buses would pull up and the large semi trucks at the back of the concert hall, and I just sit there and watch them load in until one time they finally said, "Hey, do you want to give us a hand?" And so they put me on the list, and the next thing you know, I was being called up to do whatever concerts were coming in, and then they asked me if I was going, "Would you like to do the Van Halen show?" And I said, "Oh, of course," because I was working in a record store. I was just a kid. And they said, you want to work the Van Halen show? I went, and I'm up helping, rigging up the lighting and stuff like this, and these bright orange pants walked, like I was on my knees, like tightening up these lamps and stuff, and these orange pants walk up, and I looked to my right and looked up, and it was Eddie Van Halen. He says, do you have a smoke? Because I was smoking back in the day, and so I gave him, lent him a cigarette, and he says, hey, I heard this is like a little England here in Victoria. I said, yeah. He goes, they got good fish and chips here. And I said, yeah. I said, I can give you directions. He goes, no, you come with me. And so I hopped in a car with him, and we got dropped off, and we went inside and had fish and chips for about an hour and 20 minutes, an hour and a half, and just, you know, talked. It was like a one-to-one level like we're talking right now. It was really great.
Wow.
And then after that, the next time they came through, he recognized me, which was really awesome. So I worked another show, and then they asked me to come to the States with them to continue, but I needed the visa and everything else. And so I wasn't able to do that. But later on down the road, I was working on a big mural in Vancouver, and all of a sudden this big like motorhome bus shows up with all these surfboards and kayaks on the top with a California license plate. This man with a black sort of wax mustache gets out, and he comes up to me, and he says, David Lee Eli Roth wants to know if you'd do a mural for him. And I'm saying, of course I would. You know, I said, I mean, looks legitimate enough. He goes, well, he'll meet you at this certain place at this time tonight and go over it. So I went down to this pub or whatever, and I met up with him. And sure enough, it was him. And I did this mural on the back of the recording studio that David Lee Roth was recording A Little Ain't Enough in. It was also AC/DC was recording in the same place. So at one point, it was me, David Lee Roth, Angus Young, and Malcolm Young all staring up at my mural, and AC/DC is going, oh, you should do a big fat image of a girl, a whole lot of Rosie on the other side.
That's awesome.
Great. Yeah. Just lucky for me. I was in the right place at the right time a couple times there.
That's Paul Archer of Archer's Airbrushing in Victoria with the great Eddie Van Halen mural you can see on Brad and John's Facebook page. And you mentioned the initial thing between you and him was him bumming a smoke off you. And in the mural, did you think about including the cigarette on the neck of the guitar? But you didn't in
you
the
know,
mural, but did you
I,
think
I did
about
because
it?
Because it's in so many pictures, but then the whole cancer thing came into mind, and I thought, you know what, I'm not going to do that.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
And so when you did the one for David Lee Roth on the recording studio, did he have any kind of specific requests about how it should be?
It was pretty funny. He said that he wanted a topless girl sitting on top of GM Place, which is the big arena in Vancouver, her to be like, you know, oversized, like the size of Godzilla kind of thing, with bikini bottoms, and then David Lee Roth's name ablaze across her chest. So I did, and we did big chrome letters across the boobs and stuff. And he goes, I love the sunglasses. He goes, make them more Hollywood. Make them white trim sunglasses. And at one point, I was up there, and he came out, and he's going, how's it going up there? And it was just me and him. It was great because it was, you know, it was in the summer, and there's these big bay doors at the back. And then he goes, he come out and ask how I'm doing. I said, oh, can you pass me up that blue paint down? And then he goes, oh, this one here. I said, no, next to that. And then grabbed the color, and he climbed up the scaffolding, and he's handing me my paints. And
wow.
It was great. And we sat and talked about Van Halen together. He had a really, he was a really genuine person, not the way people think he is.
Hmm.
You know, he was quite a sweetheart. He would sit and talk to me and tell me about his travels in the Amazon and things like this and the stuff that he went through with Van Halen. And
he was my idol at one point. David Lee Roth was my hero.
He probably just dials
it
up. Yeah. He dials it up for show business, and when he's in front of a crowd or
gotta go turn into a butterfly.
Yeah.
You know, I'm actually credited on the Little Ain't Enough album as well.
Really? So put you in the liner notes?
Yeah, it was in, you know, like the special thanks to in a list of about 30 people, but I'm in there.
Yeah.
So
awesome.
That was kind of neat.
Well, it's cool to have you on our show, and I can't encourage people enough to go to Archer Airbrushing, Paul Archer Airbrushing, and there's all kinds of cool wildlife stuff. There's just other musicians, a great Chris Cornell tribute, and so if folks want to see that, I'm sure they can spend much time scrolling through there. And we appreciate your time this morning.
Yeah, no worries. Yeah, there's also one of my claims to fame is I did the backdrop for Black Sabbath as well in 1999.
Oh, that 13 for the 13 record? No. It was before that. Yeah, for the reunion.
It was the reunion.
The
tour.
Reunion, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, that's super cool. Do you have any meetings with Ozzy or anything over that?
Yeah, I had meetings with Ozzy. I also did some work with Rob Zombie, Alice Cooper, Sting. I've done artwork for so many of these. And a lot of the people, too, once I started doing backdrops and stuff, for them to hire me to do the backdrops, I would also, what I would do is I would do a personal kind of thing for them, like a big portrait, and I would bring it to the show. And then gift it to them at the end of the night, and it was great because then I just kept getting you know, more people wanting more. So it's just a lot of these artists, including Dweezil Zappa's, got a big Frank hanging up inside of his recording studio that I did.
Awesome. So, well, when I can cross the border and get to Victoria, when this whole thing's over, man, I'm coming to get my picture at the base of that Eddie Van Halen mural for sure.
Well, it's my favorite. And I worked on it, and it was pouring rain outside, and I had tarps and heaters, and did it, you know, with my assistant who helped me out with it, and did it in 2 days.
Well, great work, dude. Go to the Brad and John Facebook page right now and take a look at it right there. We got the picture up there. Hey, man, thanks for doing this. Thanks for talking with us, and keep up the great work.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I wanted this to go out there as much as possible, and getting you guys from the States is a bonus. It's awesome. Thank you.